99.7 Whoop FM, Mariah Carey and Hero. That brings us to our feel-good story of the day.
Whoop FM News with Deborah Pearson.
Good afternoon. Whoop News time is...
You hear her voice here on Whoop FM News every day. And she does more than just keep us informed on what's going on in the Wiregrass. She is an unsung hero. This past weekend, the Dothan Association of Women's Clubs and Youth Affiliates gave homage to one of our own, Deborah Pearson. The organization honors men and women in the Dothan community that give of themselves unselfishly and expect nothing in return.
The public is invited to attend a Dothan City Commission work
session. Ms. Pearson not only wears a lot of hats at the radio station, she is instrumental at her church, Dothan Community.
I am part of the audiovisual staff. That's the main thing that I do there, but I'm also part of the Women's Fellowship. I help with photography, so I'm all over the place at Dothan Community Church. I've been there for 18 years.
Her church recently headed a campaign to bring awareness and collect vitamins for a mission trip to Haiti. The church's goal was to get enough vitamins for 300 patients. With the help of Deborah Pearson, they exceeded that goal, collecting enough vitamins for over 1,200 patients in Haiti. In the proclamation that she got this past weekend as an unsung hero, she said one of the most rewarding services comes from being a part of a group of ladies who sponsor a community-based scholarship program, Young Men of Distinction.
I became involved with Young Men of Distinction after my son was a John Tilbeau in 2005. And my heart has been in it since that time, and I saw what it does for young men. Our motto is, it's better to mold boys than to mend men.
During the award ceremony, Deborah was applauded for her service to the community and says that her giving never stops. She uses her technical know-how to help elderly people and others program their computers and cell phones so they stay connected.
We have the continuing coverage and in the newsroom. First of all, let me just say, Deborah, you're doing an outstanding job. Thank you so much for all the latest updates.
Thank you. Thank you. And we do have an update about Hurricane Michael.
And although she lost power and a family home on her own property, Deborah was still on the air helping listeners feel and stay safe during Hurricane Michael.
I'm Deborah Pearson for Whoop FM News.
We are so proud of Deborah here at the radio station, and congratulations for her award as an unsung hero. And that is your feel-good story of the day.
99.7 Whoop FM News.
But certainly a full-blown tropical system has arrived in the Dothan area.
Always live, always local.
Jackson County Emergency Management Office is currently on a level one activation.
Conditions are beginning to degenerate in the Dothan area.
The winds are picking up here at the radio station.
The area's only 24-hour full-time radio news staff.
When there's bad weather or any kind of problem.
Whoop News is live on the air when you need it most.
The worst of it is here now.
Power's out, lines over the power line.
For the next few hours, just stay sheltered in place.
We have no internet. We can't get a radar.
But the power went out. But Whoop, it sustained. It kept me through.
Everybody just calm down. Everything will be all right.
John Daniel, Deborah Pearson, Whoop News.
I couldn't get anything else, but I could get Whoop.